About 90% of a forest's diversity lies in its understory, a layer of vegetation beneath the main canopy. But too many deer can decimate that plant layer. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis has more on an augmented reality app that simulates what being in a healthy forest looks like.
In the woodland imbalance setting, you see bushy, low-growing white trillium and the reaching vines of greenbrier plants. You can also hear birds and insects native to western Pennsylvania. Then there's the woodland out-of-balance setting, which shows what plants remain when there are too many deer. You're left with ferns and plants with few leaves or blooms. The bird and insect sounds are also diminished.
It's a very different-looking forest, not very diverse and also not very attractive.
That's John Wenzel. He's the director of the Powder Mill Nature Reserve and one of the creators of the app AR Perpetual Garden. He says when you lose the understory to deer, you lose insects that feed on those plants, and then the birds that feed on those insects.
One of the things we wanted to do was to show people preserving the forest is more than just growing trees, and that some of these things, like controlling the white-tailed deer, are actually very important to fundamental biodiversity.
To curb overpopulation, Allegheny County recommends that residents grow deer-resistant plants in gardens and not purposefully feed deer. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kathleen Davis.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.